It's Jim Henson's birthday today. He was born September 24th, 1936. People have felt that it was a tragic, tragic loss that he died so young. Elaine, you've followed Jim Henson's career for many years.
Since Sesame Street, when I was, I think, a year old. His grandmother, Dear, who he called her Dear, was an artist, and they lived in Mississippi, and she loved to do outdoor landscapes and painting of animals, and that's how he kind of started with art. At the age of 16, he went to his local TV stations. They had moved to Maryland. And he auditioned until he got a role as an assistant puppeteer at a local NBC affiliate. And when he was 17, they offered him a five-minute puppet show, and that was Sam and Friends, which was the beginning of what became the Muppets and was where Kermit was born. Mm-hmm. Before him, puppets were on a set stage. They were far back. With his creations, he saw right away that you needed to do close-ups. So he created puppets that were mainly head. You know, big, big mouths, big eyes, you know, big noses. Mm-hmm. And he created puppets that were, you know, a soft skin over foam so they could do things like show expressions. They could laugh. They could cry. So right away, I think that's how he grabbed us, because we looked at them and we saw ourselves. They weren't just these stick marionettes. They were, you know, Muppets, marionettes and puppets mixed together. He went from doing the Sam and Friends to doing commercials. His Fozzie Bear character was on shows of the era. And then finally, it evolved into doing Muppet specials. He originally started doing fairy tales, Cinderella, you know, Kermit the Frog Prince. Before the Muppet Show in 76, he was on Saturday Night Live. He created the Gorches, you know, these puppets that belched and ate each other.
The Great Cravat.
Right, wonderful. Yeah. You know, yeah. I'm the Great Cravat and I have spoken, you know, and they would eat each other if they could, or eat anything smaller that came by, you know, and they thought it was funny to belch and make noises. And they were just, you know, great. They were puppets for adults. Yeah. And then with the Muppet Show as well, he fought to get a nighttime slot. They wanted to put him in daytime. He wanted nighttime. And he also wanted it to be a show where the people who came on, they had a lot of celebrity guests, everyone from Rudolf Nureyev to Steve Martin, you know. He wanted them to feel like the Muppets were real. And supposedly, you know, people like Candace Bergen said the worst part was that she couldn't go to coffee with them afterwards, after the rap, because they were people. You know, they were very believable. From that, he also moved into movies. And he went into, you know, the Muppet movies. And that was in the early 80s. He did both Dark Crystal and Labyrinth, both of which didn't do commercially well, but now are like huge cult films. He always said he believed people were basically good. So that's kind of the Henson legacy, that people are good, and, you know, the world's a really interesting place, and that's what he tries to show.
Well, thanks so much, Elaine. This is Elaine Edelman talking with us about Jim Henson on his birthday.